on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
It certainly is. Thank you very much to Philippa Maher. And Philippa back at 10 o'clock, just ahead of Saturday morning at the football, with another bulletin of 882 6PR News. Welcome to Talking Property, thanks to Summit Homes. And through their division, Summit Projects division, we have $100 to give away today to one of our listeners. You must call us on 922 118 882 and ask us a question, and $100 could be yours. You can send an email if you want to harvey@6pr.com. Or if you'd like to send a text, 19999677. And fresh from, I was going to say a debauched weekend or week in Lancelin, but that's probably a little strong. Maybe
a little
not
strong. It was a family weekend.
Family
six
weekend.
Six other families.
But a bit of red wine involved, wasn't it?
There was a little bit of red wine, celebratory wine, just having a bit of fun. But we had a great time. Lancelin's just fantastic. A lot of people up there. Surf was good. It was great at Back Beach there. And those surfers now, hole in the wall, that was working, which was good. We did a bit of fishing. We only got two Borchin gropers, but that was good, just to get a taste of it. We launched rockets at the NASA Launch Center, official launch center, which is the sand dunes there, which was fun. The Year 7 boys love that. So, no, we had a great time. Brilliant. Okay. Good weekend away. I feel like I've been away forever, but it's only 1 week.
You look nice and refreshed, and you look as if you're dressed for action today. You got some homes open?
I have. I sold quite a bit of stock, actually, so I've only got about 5 home opens today. So I need to get out there this week and list a few more properties.
Okay, well,
because often sellers think, oh, no, let's not sell in winter. It's, you know, the gardens don't look good and so on. It's actually not a bad time to sell, because a lot of people are holding off until spring, the so-called selling season, and there's still plenty of buyers out there. They're just looking for good stock.
Excellent. All right. Our very special guest in the studio today is Michael Papadopoulos from All About You Financial Solutions. How are you, Michael?
Very good, Harvey. Very good. Welcome to you this morning. Thanks, Rob. Good to be here, and I look forward to taking your listeners' calls on our special topic this morning.
Yes, we've got a special topic this morning, and it's one that comes up on the program from time to time, reverse mortgages. So if you've got a question about a reverse mortgage, give us a call. Now, for those that don't understand the concept of reverse mortgage, what's it all about, Michael?
Okay. So a reverse mortgage is really an equity release, so a way for someone to get cash out of their property. So it's for seniors, 60, 65 plus, and they can go and get money out of their property in a mortgage loan, which then allows them to use that money for living expenses, buy a new car, some maintenance on their property, those sort of purposes.
Vet bills, most certainly, yes.
Any of those sort of things are acceptable. So it sounds really good, because you actually don't have to make any payments on the loan, which is a really good thing.
However, the catch, there is
always a catch.
You've got to pay it back sometimes.
Always a catch, yes. So the catch is that the person moving out of the property, which is usually either going into aged care or ultimately passing, that's when the loan gets paid back. But there's some really good safeguards in place for these today. So there are things like no negative equity guarantees. So in 2012, it was legislated that if there is any more owing on the property at the time that it is sold, then the person or the borrower or their estate will not be liable for that.
Well, that's interesting.
Which is really good.
That's a really good protection.
It is.
Because I guess the point is, and obviously older community, let's be fair here, are less debt friendly, I suppose. They're less inclined to take debt, which is fair enough. I mean, the younger community here, we're more inclined to take on debt. So they're wanting less risk, obviously. But at the same time, if they've got all their money tied up in their house, they're thinking, well, we need money for lifestyle, we need money to live. But we don't want to sell the house. It means that they're not having to actually sell the house, but able to realise some of that money back.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're spot on, Rob. So it's perfect for those who want to stay in their property. The value ratios to the loan value ratios to the value of the property are very, very conservative. So it doesn't tend to put them under too much stress. It does allow them to stay in that property and not have to make any payments.
What it means, of course, is that eventually an inheritance is probably less than it normally would be if you didn't take out a reverse mortgage.
It's good.
So
they can spend the money.
So basically, you've got to hate your kids.
Well, the
not
kids.
Not necessarily. You're giving them a good education. They can look after themselves.
Yeah, I agree with you, by the way.
The other alternative is for the kids to hand over the money.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's a good point. Exactly. So actually they're getting a great benefit. They're not having to hand over the money, and it's coming out of the estate early on, which is good.
Very good. Now, I was taken by an article in the paper in the West yesterday, and it's I'll read it to you. It's 2 years. It's a very positive story for the property industry.
Probably the first positive property story for about 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years of house price pain for Perth homeowners is likely to end. With forecasts, property values are going to grow across the state. Moody's Analytics, a body with which I'm not familiar, but we'll find out a bit more about them in a minute, in a report to the national property market, believes the decline in house values that has left many Perth homeowners worse off is about to finish. Well, we would go yay if that's going to happen. We've got Moody's economist Alastair Chan online. He's going to talk to us about it. G'day, Alastair.
Hi. Good morning.
It's nice to have a bit of positive news in the market. Tell us a bit about your research and how you undertook it.
Sure. So we've partnered with CoreLogic, so that they're a pretty good provider of housing data for Australia. I think they're actually one of the best. And so we've taken our skills in economic modelling and forecasting, and we've applied it to their data, and we've sort of provided house price forecasts across the major capital cities on a quarterly basis. So I think it's something new for the market, and I think it's something that quite compelling. I think we've got a lot of very interesting results that a lot of people are very interested in.
Yeah, it's always hard to make predictions with the property market, and certainly right across Australia. Yeah. It's quite fascinating, isn't it, Alastair, that the diversity in the market across Australia. We've had very strong markets in Sydney and Melbourne. Melbourne running very hard at the moment. I was interested to read in your analysis that what I'd heard anecdotally, that the markets on the East Coast had cooled but then picked up a little bit, and I see that you've noted that in your report, that I think it was the May figures showed that there was a further pick-up in activity in the East Coast, maybe driven a bit by the interest rate drop.
I think so. I mean, I think people are a lot more positive about the way the economy is going as well.
That's the federal economy. We're a little bit not quite so with the state economy here.
No, I think from what I hear, I mean, my family's based in Perth, and things seem to be reaching bottom and picking up a little bit there too. So I think there's reason for optimism. We're not going to. I think the fear of like a recession or a bigger crash. It's starting to fade. I think people are kind of getting used to the way things are going now. They're sort of getting a grip on the mining slowdown, and people are sort of looking ahead now and seeing what else is out there. So I think there's definitely room for optimism, and I think that's spreading to housing.
And you've picked a figure of 4.1. You've arrived at a figure of 4.1 for Perth as the expected growth over 2017.
That's right.
Good. We'll have you back on the program in 365 days, and we'll see. It's always the risk of the prediction, isn't it? And I'm personally, right, exactly. I hope you're exactly right.
No, I mean, there is a bit of error there. I mean, we don't want to give too great a deal of confidence to every single number we put out, but that's right in about halfway of what we're expecting.
You've also got a figure here of just 0.5%, 0.5% for what is termed the rest of Western Australia. What exactly, or we know where the rest of Western Australia is out of Perth, but how extensive, given the size of our state, was your research into regional areas?
So the way we defined it, we're following the CoreLogic definitions. And that's based on the ABS geographic distribution. So for Perth, it's looking at the greater capital city area. So that's all the way, that includes like Mandurah, the whole metropolitan area. Mm. And the rest of WA is, includes all the mining areas, but it also includes, Albany and those sort of lifestyle markets, we call it. So those are the areas, I think, that we're seeing that reduced decline. So I think those in the market, they're going to be better in the rest of WA.
Have you factored in, and this is crystal ball stuff, of course, have you factored in what the Reserve Bank may or may not do in regard to future movement at interest rates? I mean, the word around town is maybe, Rob, and Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, but maybe down another 0.25% before anything else happens?
Yes, I think so. I think, we're expecting another cut, possibly in the second half of this year, so in August or somewhere along the line there. I mean, I think the RBA still seems a little pessimistic, actually, especially with the strength of the dollar recently. I think they're going to want to try and bring that down a little bit.
Now, I'm interested, too, in two assumptions you've got here, which is, I guess, is underpinning the possibility of the market recovering. That is, unemployment, you're saying, has likely peaked in Western Australia, and the sharp fall and rises were starting to come to an end. And also, you're predicting population growth, because we know that the last lot of figures, or early in the year, we had net negative migration to Western Australia, which is the first time since 2003, i.e. more people leaving the state than coming into the state, is probably ahead with the construction of new homes, which I was interested in. Because I would have thought we're at a stage now where actually we're coming off quite a big construction boom. We're likely to see less construction.
No, that's right. But so the numbers I was referring to there is actually, I think their total population increase. So I think that might include, new births and so forth. It's not just migration.
Yes.
So if you look at that, population's grown about 1.5% last year.
Yes.
So I think natural population growth is going to absorb a lot of the increased supply. It's going to absorb a lot of that increased building that you've seen over the last couple of years. And that coupled with the slowdown in new construction, I think that's going to help prop up the market, and I think that's going to help drive the recovery in the first housing market.
Yeah. But you're suggesting there'll be an increase in new home construction.
No, there has been. So in the last couple of years. But if you look actually at the results last year.
So what is your prediction? What's your prediction, say, for the financial year, if you like, we're almost there, of 16-17, in regard to new home construction, up or down or parity?
I think it's down slightly. Mm. I mean, last year, house construction declined about 15%, which is quite a big drop.
Mm.
We're expecting another slight decline this year before sort of flattening off. I don't think there's going to be much of an increase in the next couple of years.
And that helps with the sort of oversupply, doesn't it? But it's quite fascinating with the population. I think we were something like 3.8% population growth in 2009. It was phenomenal. And, of course, that was driving the demand side. And, of course, we're less than half of that now if we take the full amount of population growth in. But, our market at some stage needs to turn around, and certainly out there in the marketplace, dealing with buyers, they're waiting to get the news or the feeling that the market has hit the bottom. You'd think, well, after 2 years of a corrective market here in Western Australia, it's about time. I think this is the new norm. My gut feeling is I think we're going to have a fairly flat market. I agree with you totally. I don't think we're going to see it fall away completely. I think we've already had our correction. And it'd be great if we did see a little bit of growth, which would provide that little bit of confidence for people to say, right, okay, now's the time to get back into it. We can move on with our lives.
Hmm.
Exactly.
Alistair Michael here. I saw you mentioned that the Northwest, Port Hedland, Karratha had come off 6.2% in the last 3 months. And then you said you expected to see a 0.5% growth in the next year. Interesting just to hear your thoughts as to why you think that market is going to stabilise.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of driven from the kind of the trough, I guess you could say, from the mining industry. I mean, I think you can see mining employment starting to flatline. So a lot of the job reductions in your mining investment has kind of slowed now, and now we're kind of shifting to the production phase. So I think that's going to kind of maintain this demand in houses in those areas. I think that's going to see a modest recovery in house prices over the near term, at least.
Well, we've certainly seen it. It's absolutely fascinating. And in a future program, a couple of weeks, we'll have a chap from a real estate agent from Port Hedland, Rick Hockey from the First National Office. And, the drop in the values there, 40-50%, has just been phenomenal.
Yeah.
So it needs to turn around at some stage.
Yeah, I definitely think so, yeah.
All right, Alistair, thank you very much for your time this morning. And do you have a website that people might like to access so they can get more specific details of your analysis of the property market, particularly as it pertains to WA?
Sure. Our website is actually called economy.com. So if you just go straight there, they've got all the links to all our stuff.
Excellent. Alistair, have a good weekend. Thank you for speaking to us.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Harvey. Thanks, Michael.
That's Alistair Chan from Moody's. People may wish to comment on that. 922-118.
Very interesting.
And also be up for $100, of course. But the main thrust of the program, and we'll get onto that very soon, your calls with your queries. And particularly today, we'd like to get a few calls on reverse mortgages. You don't have to ask a question about one. You can maybe give us your observations of a reverse mortgage you may have taken out and how that impacted on you, good, bad or indifferent. 922-118-882.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. spend your afternoon with Peter Bell.
A lot of Australians have relatives in the background that might have been sent out here as a convict, some sort of larrikin criminal. Who constitutes the black sheep of the family?
1 in 7 Australians consider themselves to be the black sheep in the family.
Well, right now?
Yeah, right now. So it looks a lot about us as a country.
My husband's family, he robbed a bank and got away on a pushbike.
How long ago are we talking? As long as it wasn't last week.
No, 1921.
Right.
Afternoons with Peter Bell. Back Tuesday from midday on 882 6PR. The Voice of Perth.
If using MYOB makes you want to bury your head, zero in and change your small business for good. Talk to a Xero advisor. Xero.com/advisors. Xero. Beautiful accounting software.
Don't miss the Junorma savings at APC Blinds, including 30% off clear outdoor blinds for winter. Plus, we'll beat any quote by 5% guaranteed. Conditions apply.
Call 13 13 15 APC.
Tickets are on sale now for the latest Eagles in the Community limited edition Game Changer Lottery. The grand prize winner can choose between an incredible 21-day luxury coastal cruise and land journey throughout Europe, valued at $125,580 or $125,000 in cash. Hurry, tickets are almost sold out. Get yours at westcoasteagles.com.au/lottery.
If you love oranges, you'll love Coles Fresh Oranges. Slice them into delicious wedges or squeeze them into a fresh juice.
Coles Fresh West Australian Navel Oranges, just $1.70 a kilo.
If you love fresh oranges, turn your kitchen into a Coles Fresh kitchen.
They say that life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to it. So why not react now to the special end of financial year offer at 50upclub.com.au. Join the club and take up the exclusive life insurance offer with Noble Oak in June. You will get a 20% discount for the life of the policy, plus you'll pay no premium for your first month. Noble Oak has been around for 137 years. Naturally, the rest of us won't be, so plan ahead. Get a quick quote and see for yourself at 50upclub.com.au. Any general advice provided by 50 Up Club Proprietary Limited does not take into account your individual objectives, financial situation, or needs. You should consider whether the advice is right for you and read the financial services guide and product disclosure statement at 50upclub.com.au.
Right now at Masters.
We're rolling out a massive 20% off all paint and decking oil. All brands, all interior and exterior varieties. Yes, 20% off all paint and decking oil right now at Masters. We'll even tint to match any colour, absolutely free. Don't miss the chance to save 20% off the paint you need. Now that's sure to brighten up your week, but be quick. This offer ends Wednesday, 15th of June. Save 20% off all paint and decking oil only at Masters.
Our elderly loved ones can be so vulnerable while living home alone. That's why I purchased a Care Alert smart dialer for my mum. It gives me and my family peace of mind knowing that if she did have a sudden accident or an illness, all she has to do is press the emergency button on her pendant and the Care Alert can notify up to 5 people, letting them know she needs help. I've even programmed 000 into it and there are no monitoring fees ever. Visit carealert.com.au or call 1300 75 85 95.
Buying, selling, or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
And sorry if you've been trying to get through and the phone hasn't been answered. We've sorted out that problem. So if you were trying to get through, give us another call back on 922-11882. Beatrice of Kalamunda. G'day, Beatrice.
Good day. Thank you for taking the call. I took a reverse mortgage against my house. The thing is, I try my best. I'm a pensioner. Try my best to pay about $300 a month towards the interest. And what really worries me is I don't even take the money from the bank. I'm going to talk to them about it. But they always charge $2.50. I don't know for what, you know. And so that's not very convenient for pensioners.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not quite sure of which product that you have, Beatrice, but it sounds like the particular product has a monthly fee on it. Of $2.50?
Yeah, it's a house, my house.
Yes.
I remortgaged it and I took money, and the capital, I'll try to keep it at a certain limit. It doesn't go up so much. But if I don't pay my interest, I think, you know, it will be right up by now.
Yeah, you can go onto the Money Smart website, Beatrice, and there is a little calculator on there, and you can put in there what your predicted house price growth is and what your interest rate is on your reverse mortgage, and see how that does affect it over the ensuing years. So it might, you know, you might have a look over 10, 20, 30 years and see how that does affect. But look, if you're making some payments on it, that's certainly a good thing.
Yes, the other one I wanted to talk about is, now, how much are the agents allowed, or they know, like if you go to buy a house in an area that you had never been and you don't know anything about it, whether it's high risk crime, every suburb has crime, but how do you know that it's high risk?
Okay, well, look, generally speaking, you can find that information out on the web and through the local shire, I think, as to crime figures in the area. I know that the local newspapers often print details as well. So, yeah, look, every area varies. Look, the reality is, unfortunately, crime is the biggest business in the world.
Yes.
And it's everywhere.
Can you tell me about the website? For the home loan, you gave me the first one.
Yeah, Money Smart. So it's moneysmart.gov.au.
Okay.
And just another quick point on that, Beatrice. If you're not happy with your reverse mortgage product, you could look at refinancing it as well. So you could talk to a broker who does reverse mortgages about looking at a refinance for that as well.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much. We'll go to Kathleen of Duncraig now. Good morning, Kathleen.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just wondered about the interest rate, because when that gentleman was talking, I didn't hear him say about the interest rate. And I know a lady that borrowed $80,000 against her house, and she never paid any of the interest. And then she came to me one day and said, I owe them over $100,000.
It certainly it adds up. It capitalises the interest. I think the interest rate is slightly higher, isn't it,
than
you might get from a normal mortgage, shall we say?
Yeah, we tend to find that the interest rates are slightly higher than your normal mortgage interest rates, is what Rob has just said. But, yeah, look, the interest certainly does capitalise. So if you take out $50,000, then it is going to capitalise. And that Money Smart website that I was talking about is a really, really good indicator to see what can happen over the years.
What sort of rate would you normally pay for a reverse mortgage, as opposed now you're looking at around 4% for a normal home mortgage?
Yeah, I would say around, and I just haven't looked at them in the last sort of month or so, probably in the sort of 5.5 to 6 type mark.
Okay, so there is a bit of a there's quite a bit on top of the normal rate, I suppose, to take into account the risk.
Exactly.
And that risk would be, as we discussed earlier, that if it goes into negative equity, the bank's got to pay that.
Yeah.
Hence the reason.
And they are quite small loans generally. They're generally $50,000, $100,000. So they're generally fairly small loan sizes.
Yeah, so the impact is less than, say, on a much larger loan. But I guess you've got to look at the positive side. It gives people the opportunity that they're not having to move out of their home and sell their home to realise funds to be able to live. It's just a matter of getting good advice and making sure it's within their means. And I think Beatrice is on the right track when she says that she puts her money towards the interest every month. I think that's a very wise thing to do, so it's not as capitalising, it's not getting as big a debt, the debt's not growing as much every month.
Exactly. So look, they are very, very good products for those who want to remain in their own home. And they do need some money to live on, so it's pointless living in a property that's, I suppose, unencumbered, don't have any debt against it, but living on cornflakes. So, it is a very, very good product when people are asset rich and cash poor.
Now, when we were talking earlier in the week about this, Michael, you were saying that you do need, as a mortgage broker, you need a separate type of registration or certification to be able to do this sort of loan. And also you were talking, it was interesting about the number of people that come to your agency, talk about getting a reverse mortgage, but don't actually end up doing it.
Yeah, it's a good point, Rob. So the organisation is called SEQUAL, S-E-Q-U-A-L. I still don't know what the acronym means, but it's Seniors Australian Equity Release. So every broker that has to do or that does reverse mortgages needs to be accredited by SEQUAL. So what we find is that there is a lot of inquiry, but the amount of people that end up going through with a reverse mortgage is relatively low. It might only be sort of 20 or 30%. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Some of them could be Centrelink. So we always encourage people to talk to Centrelink because there are circumstances where it can affect pensions. So I think it's just, Centrelink talking to family. Sometimes family are happy to help out, which is a really, really good thing if the kids are happy to give the parents some money. So, yeah, just a variety of circumstances, but it's well worth inquiring into.
Good on you. We've got Mark of Menorah, Murray of Janebrook and Frank of Belmont all coming up soon.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
A cold can really knock out your routine. Fight back with new Blackmores Cold Combat Multi-Symptom Relief. Its clinically trialled dose of Andrographis helps relieve the 6 common cold symptoms, including a blocked or runny nose, cough, headache, fever, and sore throat. New Blackmores Cold Combat Multi-Symptom Relief 24s is just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
That is the sound of fresh. The fresh that Tony Al Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Market has been selling for over 50 years. The kind of fresh you can see, hear and taste. With fruit and veg supplied direct from local farms. Along with a great range of dairy, bread, cold meats and cheese. Open 7 days at 86 Hammond Road, Jandakot. Tony Al Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Market. For all your fresh food needs.
And the winner of this year's 10th annual Giant Veggie Competition for the 10th year in a row is Big Pete!
How does he always win?
Ah, oh, yeah, his zucchini's even bigger than last year.
To grow like a pro, you gotta go where the pros go. And that's Mirko Brothers, the expert's first choice for premium gardening advice and products. Visit mircobros.com.au. Mirko Brothers. Trust the experts.
So you work the late shift, and your neighbour, he's such a nice fella.
Who has to mow his lawns every Saturday at 8 a.m.
Well, don't move. Just magnetite that bedroom window. Magnetite is a unique magnet system in a frame. It retrofits in front of your existing windows to create a double glazing that will reduce noise by up to 70%. Plus, keep the heat and cold out. Brilliant product, funny name. Google Magnetite Perth, like magnet, tight. Keeping the peace at home.
If your old aircon's giving you the cold shoulder, replace it. Add warmth to winter with Ford and Doonan and Daikin. For premium whole home heating and cooling, choose Daikin, the trusted name in air conditioning. Contact your local Daikin experts at fordanddoonan.com.au or on 1-800-AIRCON and
have a Ford and Doonan day.
Have a Ford and Doonan day.
Sometimes the smart move is not moving at all. Subdivide and build with StrataWise, your residential development specialists for subdivisions and house behind house, including double story designs. With the expertise of a specialist team and the strength and security of an award-winning industry leader, StrataWise will help maximise the return from your investment. And we won't be beaten on price with home designs from under $120,000. Find out more at stratawise.com.au.
This is Talking Property on 882-6PR. The voice of Perth.
And we're talking property for Summit Homes and summitprojects.com.au providing us today with our $100 cash-a-rooney for one of our listeners. You've got to call us, though. You can send an email or a text. You won't qualify for the prize, but we'll read them out anyway. Dave of Subiaco responding to the man from Moody's. I've told him he's dreaming. So that's his slightly cynical
he's dreaming.
View of the interview we had early. Mark of Menorah. G'day, Mark. Hello, Mark.
G'day, Harvey. Congratulations on the Hawks last night.
Oh, well, we needed a bit of a percentage booster, mate. But poor old Bombers. They'll be back next year.
I was wondering if I could speak to the other gentleman. I didn't catch his name.
Michael.
Michael Papadopoulos from All About You Financial Services.
Michael, okay. We're looking at buying an investment property. We're thinking maybe Guildford or Midland.
Mm-hmm. What sort of a property?
I just like a unit, you know.
Yeah, something you get a good rental return from. It's Rob here. Look, a lot happening up through Midland area when you look at the redevelopment through there. And, of course, with the hospital development, a lot of employment base through there. Mm. Of course, you've got good transport, railway line straight through to the city. There's a lot of new proposed residential development happening through there, one of the main regional centres of Perth. So, look, and prices have come back quite a bit. You'll get a very good buy for apartments through there. There was quite a lot of construction because of the new rules that came through. I guess it was 2010, wasn't it, with the apartments that could be built on, you know, sort of 1,000 square metre blocks through the area. There's a bit of an oversupply of that. Those prices have compressed a bit, so there's some good buying out there. Of course, rents have come down as well, but your new product, good quality new product, is going to rent ahead of sort of older apartments through the area that need a bit of work. So you can shop around, and I think you've got a good opportunity through there, Mark, to get a good deal. Have you had a bit of a look through what's available?
Yeah, we've had a look around,
And look, a couple of points, I would say, generally speaking, I think from Strata's perspective, the smaller the complex, the better. Look at what the strata fees are. Obviously, that's an ongoing cost which needs to be paid by the landlord, not by the tenant. Look at the location. Obviously, is important because you need to rent the property that people are going to want to be renting. Walking distance to everything is great. Generally, these apartments only have one car bay, so something that is within walking distance to transport, amenities, shops.
Midland's got a good train line and everything.
Exactly. That's right. You've got the river there, you've got the train line, you've got a lot of infrastructure, a lot of big shopping precinct. So you can shop around. There's a lot of product on the market at the moment. You probably won't see much growth in a short term, but I think medium-long term, the growth through there will be quite strong.
Good on you, Mark. Thanks for your call. Off to Janebrook we go. G'day, Murray. How are you going?
Good, thanks. Listen, I just wanted to know, with the reverse mortgaging, how much is your house actually worth? We bought a house here in 2009 after returning from the eastern states. Probably paid a bit too much for it, I think. If we tried to sell it today, we wouldn't get our money back.
Okay.
We wouldn't lose savagely, but what I'm getting at is who values your house? Who says how much it's actually worth and how much you can reverse mortgage? I mean, I'm not planning on sort of taking up the whole, over 400 grand, 450 grand, but...
It's a good question, Murray. Valuation is determined at the time when you are taking out the loan, and the valuation will be determined by a licensed valuer. So whichever lender is involved, they will have a valuer or a panel of valuers, usually a panel of valuers these days, and it will go out to one of their panel of valuers, and they will base the value of your property based on other like sales in your area.
And that's
what it's based on. What you originally paid for it becomes irrelevant. It is the market value at the time.
So if...
If in
Murray's case they say, and we don't know what your house is worth, the house is valued at $450,000, how much of that $450,000 could he take out in a reverse mortgage?
Yeah, it's a good question, Harvey. So the reverse mortgages, you have to be sort of 60, 65 to get a reverse mortgage. So they start at fairly conservative levels, around about 15 to 20%. The value of the property, and then it usually goes up as a rule of thumb by about 1% a year from there. So, in other words, an 80-year-old could take out, 85-year-old could take out twice as much as a 65-year-old.
But ultimately, to answer your question, Murray, you'll find out what your property's really worth if you put it on the market and sell it.
Correct.
But in valuation, I'm just glad I'm not a valuer. The valuer's out there listing. It's a hard job because you're putting your name on what the value of the property is, and ultimately it can vary a bit. In the field, as a real estate agent, many times we come up and you're doing an appraisal and the seller, I've got a valuation for $500,000. And you think, by jingo, I'm not going to get that.
So who do you arrange a reverse mortgage through a bank?
Yes, there are a number of lenders. Not all lenders provide the product, Murray, so you can find them through some lenders, or you can go to a broker who will have a range of reverse mortgage providers.
Murray, a clue. He won't say this himself, but if you want to give Michael a call at All About You Financial Services, he will guide you in the right direction, okay?
Okay, great.
Good on you. Thanks, Murray.
Thanks, Murray.
Now to Frank of Belmont. Hi, Frank.
G'day, Harvey. I did some figures recently on reverse mortgages, and clearly to me, and I used to work in a bank, so I watch them fairly closely, it's preying on people who don't have many options and who are low-risk borrowers. A reverse mortgage, the most you can borrow, as I understand, is 25% of the value of the house. These people obviously are quite old and have established themselves, their credentials. Somebody who's maybe 30 can borrow 90% of their value on a housing loan. My bank, as at the 27th of March, was charging 6.54% for a reverse mortgage, 4.33% for a much higher risk housing loan. If the cost of funds at the time I estimated was 2%, other costs made up 1%, that meant that their profit as a percentage of costs on a reverse mortgage was 118%, for a housing loan 43%, so they're making a premium of 266% on a reverse mortgage compared to a much riskier housing loan. If the other costs were 2%, that increases the premium to 770%. I asked my bank how they justified that.
You're going to pay the shareholders.
You didn't get a very straight answer from your bank, did you, Frank?
I didn't get one at all. They wouldn't answer that at all.
No, they're too busy counting the money.
Yeah. I'm not very surprised by that you didn't get a straight answer.
I also picked them about unlawful contracts, and they said, and I detailed how they were clearly breaching the unlawful contracts law in respect of other fees. Their answer to that was, we don't agree that we're breaching, but they couldn't give any reason.
Just to address your comment on the pricing, traditionally the pricing has always been above the normal mortgage pricing. And look, I'm not sure exactly what the reason is.
Why wouldn't it be just the only similar thing, to another one?
I know the reason. Why? Because these people don't have many options. They can't get a loan from a variety of sources in a variety of ways, so they prey upon them.
I think it's more the size of the loan, because they're generally fairly small loans.
Yeah, that's a fair comment.
So I think it's more the size
of
the loan.
It's not the profit margin in it, is it, if it's a $50,000-$60,000 loan as opposed to $500,000 or
$600,000?
Exactly. I suspect if you compare two loans of the same size, be it reverse mortgage or housing loan, I bet the reverse mortgage person will still be stung.
In terms of the pricing?
That's right.
On a percentage basis.
If that was a valid reason, they could have given me that reason quite easily, but they didn't.
But I suspect that is the reason.
They're probably not used to answering the tough questions.
They're probably not used to being asked those questions by someone as informed as you.
Frank. Yeah. I gave them time to think about it. I didn't just ring them up. They wrote back to me and said, no, we're not going to tell you.
the other way that I look at reverse mortgages is, look, if someone is, really, struggling to make ends meet from an income perspective, trying to do the maintenance on the house, and they really want to stay where they are because they like the neighbours and all of those sort of factors, I think it is a worthwhile exercise to get that money if they want to go for a trip to see some relatives.
If it is their only option, and without trying to say that you're preying on them, but it's probably quite limited, isn't it? That's the point. It's horses for courses. It's only a small number of people who are in that situation, which it does actually benefit them.
Well, it does.
But your point, Frank, is it's not a broader thing, is it? And if people are looking at it in a broader context, it probably doesn't suit them, and then they are paying quite a premium, which they may not necessarily need to.
I think, as I sort of said earlier in the show, Frank, that there is, from the amount of inquiries that we get to the people that end up going through with them, it's sort of only 20 to 30%. And there is a range of factors involved, and sometimes the kids will pitch in or it'll be against the Centrelink rules or whatever.
And the price is too much and all that kind of stuff. But all those things don't justify why the banks are basically screwing them, as far as I can see.
Yeah, but hang on, they screw us in a variety of ways. This is just one of them, mate.
I mean, it doesn't mean that it's okay, though.
No, I agree with you. Good on you, Frank. Thanks.
Thanks, Frank.
Can't beat them, join them. Go and buy bank shares.
It might be hard.
Anyway, isn't it, to beat them?
It might be hard to beat for our price.
I know. Good analysis, Frank.
Yeah. Robert of Queen's Park is next.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
It's Chris Elsley. Coming up on Perth Tonight, we're going to chat with one of the winners of the Queen's Birthday Honours. Plus, we'll take a look at the weird world of Donald Trump. Johnny Young will feature on Perth Tonight Spotlight. We'll be talking about Lost Perth with Warren Duffy. Plus, Max Veenhuizen will join us to talk food. Need some legal advice? Not a problem. Our lawyer, John Butler, will be here. Plus, we'll learn about the importance of blood donations and the truth of fast food and nutrition.
Perth Tonight with Chris Elsley. Back Monday night from 8 on 882-6PR. The voice of Perth.
Don't miss the June-ormer savings at ABC Blinds, including 30% off clear outdoor blinds for winter. Plus, we'll beat any quote by 5% guaranteed. Conditions apply.
Call 13, 13, 15, ABC.
This Sunday, in the all-new Escape, we show you how to make the most of your shoestring travel budget. Take on Thailand, Bali, or even London with these tips and tricks to give you a holiday of a lifetime. Check out all the cheap thrills, only in this week's The Sunday Times.
Right now at Masters. We're rolling out a massive 20% off all paint and decking oil. All brands, all interior and exterior varieties. Yes, 20% off all paint and decking oil right now at Masters. We'll even tint to match any colour, absolutely free. Don't miss the chance to save 20% off the paint you need. Now that's sure to brighten up your week, but be quick. This offer ends Wednesday, 15th of June. Save 20% off all paint and decking oil only at Masters.
Sometimes the smart move is not moving at all. Subdivide and build with StrataWise, your residential development specialists for subdivisions and house behind house, including double story designs. With the expertise of a specialist team and the strength and security of an award-winning industry leader, StrataWise will help maximize the return from your investment. And we won't be beaten on price with home designs from under $120,000. Find out more at stratawise.com.au.
AHG's knockout demo car clearance is on now at over 30 AHG dealerships. Over 500 demo vehicles across all major brands and models are massively reduced. Visit ahg.com.au. Plus, purchase a knockout demo deal and go in the draw to win a $2,500 family holiday voucher. Hurry, AHG's massive knockout demo car clearance ends June 30. Get in early for a knockout deal. Visit ahg.com.au today.
And there's no deposit finance.
Truly? I can procure this excavator or this skid steer, paint unchipped, windows uncracked and suffer no immediate impost? A brand new machine that starts without protest, moves without stutter and digs without pause, all for the very lint in my pockets?
Think of the work I can do now.
No deposit finance on all new machines at Macintosh & Son is worth getting passionate about. Visit macintoshandson.com.au and do more. Conditions apply.
This Sunday, in the all-new Escape, we show you how to make the most of your shoestring travel budget. Take on Thailand, Bali, or even London with these tips and tricks to give you a holiday of a lifetime. Check out all the cheap thrills, only in this week's The Sunday Times.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
It is, and it's your last chance to get on the program. You can ask general questions, by the way. We love the reverse mortgage questions, and we do have one coming up from Robert very shortly, but any general ones, Rob will answer those, and Michael Papadopoulos from All About Financial Solutions will answer the other. Coming up after the 10 o'clock news is Saturday Morning at the Football with Carl Langdon and the boys. How are you, mate?
I'm well. Your Hawks are going well. Bombers not so well after their biggest loss of the year half, so we'll talk about that. Bombers can continue to re-sign their suspended players, which is good. Tommy Bell Chambers, the latest, and a youngster, Kyle Langford, committing as well during the week. Frio's injuries continue, so still someone has not found that black cat.
Hey, is Nick Nat going to play?
My motto, if in doubt, leave him out. Mm. And I think he's been in doubt all week, so I'd suggest not, but I'm not Nick Nat Nui, but I'd suggest that he won't be playing. Chris Marston plays 150th, well done there. State game today, free entry for those of you heading out to Bassendean Oval, WA against Tassie, 2:15 start there. And then the shot clock, keep it or get rid of it? That's the question we want to ask everyone today.
Good question. Good on you, Carl. Thank you very much. Robert of Queen's Park. G'day, mate.
How you going, fellas?
Good.
Yeah, well, listening to that chap a while ago, most people thinking about a reverse mortgage probably go and slash their wrists. you'd have to call in Mr. Positive.
No, a little knowledge can be a dangerous thing.
Yeah, some people use it badly, yeah. Look, back in April last year, we rang some people that you actually had on your station called Diversify.
Oh, yeah.
And the lady came out, Rose, lovely lady, explained everything to us, left booklets for us, and we decided to take one out. Now, the bank sends their valuer out. He wandered around and put a valuation on the property, and we ended up with $130,000 in our pocket. So I got sick and tired of eating cold Weet-Bix and not being able to warm me milk, thanks to Barney Rubble, who's put all the prices of everything up. But
the bloke's negative.
That's right.
Well, mate, we're living quite comfortably. It's not affected anything. And I'd recommend anybody do it. I mean, what are you going to do with the money? Take it to the grave, will you?
Mm. It's working for you. That's the point, isn't it?
It's working very well.
Robert, you're exactly the sort of person who is right for this sort of product. You are a little bit short of cash, so you're able to supplement your income with this reverse mortgage and do some of those things that you couldn't do previously. And really, at the end of the day, when the house does get sold, well, look, you know, it's not really going to make a big difference to yourself. So I think you're actually the perfect person for this sort of product. And there's many other people that are perfect for it as well. But look, as we've found, look, it's not for everyone.
Yeah, oh, we bought a new car, a whole lot.
You're living the dream. Good on you.
Exactly.
Yeah, why not?
Thank you, Robert.
Why not?
Good on you, mate. Thank you very much for that. 9221882. We do have time for a couple more calls, but
We could squeeze them in.
You'll have to call very, very quickly. And if you've got any general queries, of course, don't hesitate to call Rob and Michael on that. We were just discussing in the break, while we have got 2 seconds at our disposal, the actual state of the property market now. Is that impacting on people's decisions whether or not to take out a reverse mortgage? I suppose what I'm saying is when we were in a period of high growth, as we were maybe 10 years ago, people are saying, well, I'll pull 50 grand out, and because I know the value of my property is increasing exponentially, whereas at the moment, if anything, it's going down maybe a little bit or at least stable. Is that influencing people's thinking?
I'm not really finding that it is influencing the thinking a lot. It's more really, I think, as Robert said, that it's really that situation where someone, really, as Robert said, you know, he was living on cornflakes or something like that, wasn't it? So he was,
cold Weet-Bix, I think.
Weet-Bix, that's right. So, it was perfect in his situation. So it's really the need as opposed to the property value, because really at the end of it, the property value is not really going to affect them, and there's that no negative equity guarantee as well.
All right, time for just maybe 2 calls. Rob was desperately hoping we'd get a question about a fence. Ray of Merriwa. G'day, Ray.
Favourite subject. How are you, Ray?
How are you, mate?
There've been a few fences fall down. It happens in winter.
Yeah, I know.
Is it Super 6 fence?
Yeah, Super 6.
Broken at the base, bam, over she goes. Yep.
Yeah, and over she goes.
I'll tell you, those asbestos fences, they didn't fall over. They kill you, but they didn't fall over.
Yeah, well, I've got a quote and everything, and I showed the neighbours next door.
Yes.
They're not very interested in paying, sort of thing. What's the law on this? They must pay or what?
Yeah, Dividing Fences Act governs it, and through the local court, you can make an application. Look, fence is on the boundary. It's shared between the two owners. If you had a adequate fence there before, which sounds like it would have been, it's blown down, it's a shared cost. There's a process for doing it. You can get a booklet from your local shire. You sound like you've been through the right process. That is to get a number of quotes, to write to the neighbour and get their agreement to proceed with repairing the fence and to share the cost. If they're not prepared to do that, then you can exercise your legal right to get them to pay half. So, but do get that booklet. Not trying to give you legal advice, but do get that booklet, and that'll tell you the exact process. You may already have it. It's very clear on what to do there. But they are required to pay half, yes.
Okay, we've got time for one quick call. Jocelyn of Stratton. G'day, Jocelyn.
Good morning. What I want to ask for this reverse mortgage, does that, the income you get from that, affect your Centrelink payment?
It's a really good question, Jocelyn, and in some cases, yes, it can do. So you always should be advised, if you're looking to take out a reverse mortgage, to go and talk to Centrelink or your financial advisor or your financial planner, who can advise you on those things. So I'll give you one example, and I'm not qualified to give advice on it, but one example could be if you are gifting money to someone, then that could affect your pension if you are on a pension. So really, really good question. And if you are going to look at such a product, you should get advice from Centrelink or someone qualified to give you advice on Centrelink payments.
Okay, Josh?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. Michael, unfortunately, because of the volume of calls that you generated today, we're going to have to ask you back in the next few weeks, if that's okay, mate.
That'd
because
be fantastic.
There are, I noticed there are about five lines lit up about a minute ago and we can't take them. So I'm sure they're all, well, most of them would have been reverse mortgage calls. How do we get in touch with you at all about you financial services?
Sure, Harvey. Our website is www.allaboutyoufinance.com.au, or you can call us on 9381 8311, and if there is anything that is a little bit more personal, certainly happy to have a chat and answer any of those questions.
Good on you, mate. Thank you for that, and we'll ask you back in if you don't mind soon, mate. The flat white's on its way. Rob, what's happening in your world today?
Oh, I'll just get out there with the home opens. I've got a couple of auctions tomorrow. We've got one in a beautiful home in Carron up in Ambergate Street for auction at 1:30 tomorrow, and for Mark Passmore, Mark and Deborah Passmore in Dianella area, a nice place at 42 Glover Street tomorrow at 2:30 for sale.
Excellent. Auction. All right. The winner of $100, thanks to summitprojects.com.au, is Robert of Queen's Park. Well done, Robert. Thanks to all our callers. Got to go. Thank you, Gemma. And stand by now for the news on Saturday morning at the footy.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. 10 questions, 60 seconds, $1,000 cash. The $1,000 Minute for Scarborough Toyota. Striving to be best in town. Weekday mornings at 7:25 on Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis.
A cold can really knock out your routine. Fight back with new Blackmores Cold Combat Multi-Symptom Relief. Its clinically trialled dose of Andrographis helps relieve the 6 common cold symptoms, including a blocked or runny nose, cough, headache, fever, and sore throat. New Blackmores Cold Combat Multi-Symptom Relief 24s is just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
Hi, Nat Jardim from Subpro Realty, the buyer's agency that specialises in property investments. Considering buying an investment property but have no idea what to look for? It's